Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. Scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm yet possible this morning. We'll have a humid, muggy high of about 87 degrees. Around southeast Wisconsin, Kenosha checking in with 76 degrees. The skies are cloudy, 73 in Burlington, 77 in Milwaukee. Had some rain there earlier, and cloudy, sticky in Racine. We are also at 77. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is pleased with the 52-34 vote in support of that financing plan for the new Bucks Arena in downtown Milwaukee.
I want to thank the Democrats for stepping up and doing what was right for Wisconsin, putting politics aside, looking at the facts and saying, how can we work to not only get this deal done, but make it the very best to protect the state, to protect the taxpayers, and ultimately to make sure that we have economic development in southeastern Wisconsin.
Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, noting that the Bradley Center would still need financial attention otherwise, said the new arena and how it's funded, that's going to turn out to be a good deal for taxpayers all over the state.
You know, right now, if the Bucks were to leave, if we were to turn down this deal, it's the taxpayers that will be responsible for continuing the maintenance of this facility. That won't occur next time because of the agreement that we helped to work in concert with the Republicans to put together.
Passage sending the measure to Governor Walker for his signature, and from the presidential campaign trail, he indicates he will sign that bill. One tourism group pleased with the Assembly's decision. Visit Milwaukee spokesperson Kristen Settle says project moving forward going to solidify other development plans for the city's downtown.
The new Bucks Arena and essentially entertainment district is really going to be a shot in the arm for the city of Milwaukee. It's projected at over $1 billion in increased economic growth in our city, and certainly at a time, you know, when we all need it.
Meanwhile, Governor Walker again expected to sign the bill, but the plan still needs approval from the city council and county boards in Milwaukee. The Sturtevant Village Board, after a closed session last evening, decided against selling S.C. Johnson 8-plus acres of land, which is the current yard waste site. Company reportedly made a couple of alternative offers to village officials, including an outright six-figure purchase price. Decision follows last week's move to drop the possible relocation of Willow Road's southern exit onto Highway 11 after some intense discussions with SCJ. A company official indicating the board decision last night on the Yardway site is shocking and confusing based on previous discussions with village officials. Well, Racine County's got a new finance director, Alexandra Tillman, who was introduced at last night's board meeting by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Tillman did human resources work for Sendix Foods prior to becoming a county HR manager in January of this year.
I also have to say a special thank you to Karen Galbraith, the human resources director. She's been a phenomenal leader to me, and I've really enjoyed the time working in her department. I want to also thank my family and my husband for all their love and support along the way. And then finally to the finance department, really looking forward to jumping in as their leader.
Tillman replacing Margaret Hammers, who'd been the interim finance director after the May 2014 resignation of Dan Eastman. Tillman brings a master's in business administration to the job from Marquette, and within the next 2 years, she'll be able to get her license as a certified public accountant. And County Executive Delagrave naming M.T. Boyle as his new chief of staff, telling supervisors on the county board that her background includes kind of an affection for libraries. Boyle expressing gratitude for the opportunity. She wants to become a part, she says, of Racine County's team.
I just came from Racine County Fair. I'm a 4-H'er. If anyone's worked with the fair, worked with 4-H'ers, you know it's all about teamwork. If you look at Jonathan's agenda, what he wants to put forward, workforce development, I'm a library advocate. Talk about workforce development, I believe that starts when you read to your kids.
M.T. Boyle replacing Lorna George, who was the chief of staff with former County Exec Jim Ladwig. She moved several weeks ago into the Human Services Division. The medical examiner's office in Kenosha County positively identifying and notifying the families of those two men killed in the crash of a small plane last weekend in the village of Bristol. The pilot was 69-year-old William Landman from Louisville, Kentucky. He was a veteran flyer, according to the sheriff's department. His passenger was a friend, 43-year-old James Arnold of Crestwood, Kentucky, who was also studying to be a pilot. The NTSB and FAA both investigating that crash. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 28-year-old Nicholas Kraft with attempting to break into a parking meter in downtown Racine at 7th and Wisconsin. Criminal complaint says Kraft was observed by a police officer attempting to use a long, slender tool on the meter, while he was also found in possession of several other tools, including screwdrivers. More than one parking meter apparently, though, had pry marks, according to the charging document. Kraft is going to be back in court August the 6th. Wisconsin Department of Justice asking the U.S. Supreme Court review an appellate court decision that allows video poker machines to remain at the Ho-Chunk Nation's casino in Madison.
The state argues the machines violate the tribe's gaming compact because they're being operated without approval. Assistant Attorney General Clayton Koski says the Ho-Chunk claim those guidelines don't apply, though, because players play against each other, not the house.
The state disagrees. You know, we feel that gambling and poker are explicitly prohibited by the state constitution.
A federal judge had previously sided with the state, but an appeals court struck down that ruling in April. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine Unified School District Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion, Olympia Brown Elementary School teacher Polly Yankee, and Park High School Principal Dennis Christensen joining a group of superintendents, principals, and other teachers from around the country at a gathering of educators in Washington hosted by the U.S. Department of Education and Justice. Rethink Discipline, listed as a day-long conference at the White House, focused on helping school districts create positive climates and implement effective discipline practices. Civil Rights Data Collection Center says more than 3 million students in this country are losing critical learning time because of out-of-school suspensions and expulsions every year. Speaking of schools, Massachusetts gets an A-plus when it comes to schools, in that state anyway, versus the rest of the country. Wisconsin, though, in the top five. Wallet Hub looking at test scores, dropout rates, student-to-teacher ratios, and other factors in ranking the 50 states and the District of Columbia for the states with the best and worst school systems 2015. Massachusetts number one, Alaska was the worst, Colorado graded second, then New Jersey, Wisconsin, and then Kentucky. And finally, traps have been set now in the latest effort to try to catch whatever it is still on the loose in Milwaukee. Many people think it's a lion. The Domestic Animal Control Commission focused in and around where the area where the animal was last seen. Now, because the Milwaukee County Zoo's lions are all accounted for, this is an assumption that the big cat may be somebody's pet. Traps have been laid with table scraps, including sausage and turkey and chicken nuggets. It's what you like every morning, Mike. There have been well over a dozen recent reported sightings, of course, including one police officer. But no cat has been found at this point. WRJN.com, it is your source for our local news. You can get to our podcast on our webpage through the local news section. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.